Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the Dev Influencers Podcast. I'm Charles Max Wood. I'm your host, podcaster for 12 years, produced over 3,300 podcast episodes on over 20 shows, and I'm coming to you to talk about being a dev influencer. Now, if you want my help to help become a dev influencer, then go check out the Dev Influencer Accelerator. You can apply to it at devinfluencers.com/apply. Just put in your name and email address. That gets you on my list so that I can just follow up and make sure that you're good to go. And it'll also take you to the application where then you can apply. You just answer some questions. That gets you on a strategic call with me. We'll talk for about an hour, figure out where you're trying to get to, what kind of a difference you're trying to make, and then we'll figure out how to get you there and see if you're a good fit for the accelerator. So anyway, let's dive in and let's talk. I told you last time that I had a call with Richard. That was actually this morning when I had that call. And he asked me a question that I wanted to just put the answer out to. And essentially what it was is he said that he kept getting hung up on how much he had to put out there, right? He wasn't comfortable putting a whole bunch of information out there. And so we had a little bit of a conversation about that, right? Because essentially, and I'll just be frank, right? There is some risk to putting personal stuff out there. One of the things that I ran into is that I got canceled in 2019. I have to talk about that at some point. But, you know, so I had some personal information out there that people didn't care for. And so when I took a stand on something that people didn't like, then guess what? Yep, they came after me. So, you know, he was a little bit concerned about that. He was also concerned, though, just about, okay, you know, how much do I put out there? How much of my personality and, you know, that kind of stuff do I put out there? You know, do I talk about my family? Do I talk about my work? Do I talk about this? Do I talk about that? And so I'm going to just kind of talk through some of the deals that come with that, right? Because at the end of the day, it really depends, right? And I was kind of that person, at least initially, and I still am to some degree, that I put a bunch out there. You know, I kind of lay it all out there. A few things that I don't put out there, and I do this on purpose, is I don't talk a ton about my family, right? I mean, I talk about some of my kids, you know, I'll tell a funny story or, you know, I'll mention that I have 5 kids. And I think if you listen over the years, you can probably figure out about how old they are. You may even be able to figure out which ones are sons and which ones are daughters. But overall, I just don't go out of my way to put a bunch of information out there. And the reason is because I do want to protect them, right? So I haven't put their names out there. I haven't put a whole lot of other personal information out there. And the reason is that, right? I don't need people tracking down my kids and either harassing them or trying to get through to them to get to me or anything like that, right? And I'm not overly concerned with that. I guess I have this rosy-eyed view of people out there in general, but it only takes one weirdo, right? And that's where I'm going, okay, you know. Not so excited about the prospect of somebody, you know, showing up to my house or things like that, right? So, or reaching out to my kids online. So that's one area, right? And I think people kind of understand that, right? So that's one area that I just don't talk a ton about, right? Another one, after getting canceled, right? So I got canceled the end of 2019. And then just as things were starting to warm back up, COVID hit, right? And so all of the sponsorship money that I was getting went away. And so by the time September rolled around, I was kind of in a position where I had to get a full-time job. Now things are warming up now, right? So I'm kind of looking at the prospects of going back out on my own, and I'm starting to have money come in off of the podcast to the point where I can go back out on my own. And I was out on my own for like 6 years as a podcaster and like 3 or 4 years as a freelancer. And so, you know, I know how to make all that stuff work, but a friend of mine came, we talked, they had a job opening at the place I work, and I haven't put out there where I work because I don't really want to get fired, right? But at the same time, I do put my opinions out there because I think they're well thought out. You know, I'm open to changing them if, you know, evidence presents itself. But in the meantime, I don't really want, you know, I don't want to get canceled. I don't want to lose my job. And so at the end of the day, I don't tell people where I work, right? A few people know within my inner circle, but beyond that, I really haven't talked about it. And so you won't find it on the podcast. You'll probably find out where I'm working when I quit. So that's another thing, right? So if you're putting out any kind of controversial stuff, or you're taking a stand on an issue where you're worried about that kind of a thing, then yeah, don't tell people where you work, right? Is another thing, right? You can tell them you work for a rather large company. By the way, I work for a rather large company, right? I'm writing Ruby on Rails, and and so people kind of know where I'm at, right? With some of the technology and things like that, but they don't need to know where I work, and they don't need to go to my employer and tell my employer to get me fired, right? So there's that as well, right? But the other thing is that, and then those are kind of the big ones, right? And kind of the negative consequences that can come out of that, right? The rest of it, I mean, they can go to my co-hosts and try and get them to quit. And, you know, that's worked to varying degrees. I mean, at this point, people kind of know where I'm at on some of this stuff simply because at the end of the day, a lot of it's been outed, right? And not that I was hiding it before, but, you know, my political opinions have been scrutinized, and that's fine. You know, if you don't like how I think, then, you know, if you don't want my content to help you, that's your decision, right? If sponsors is kind of the same deal, right? So they went after my sponsors, and some of them stuck around and some of them didn't, right? But at the end of the day, it was just kind of this interesting dynamic that came about, right? So reasonably, you know, there are some things that you may or may not want to put out there. The other thing is that honestly, my political views, my religious views and things like that don't have a whole lot of bearing on the stuff that I talk about, right? Nobody cares, you know, what church I go to. Nobody cares what my political leanings are for the most part, right? When they come to the show, they're looking to get solid quality content. And so that's the other reason that I generally just don't talk about it on the show, is because it's usually not a relevant topic. And so since it's not a relevant topic, I mean, why, you know, why go into it and make people feel like maybe I don't fit in, you know, maybe I shouldn't be part of this audience, you know, maybe I don't belong here. Well, yes, you belong here. You know, let's help you out, right? Because I don't care what your political leanings are. Let's go do some good in the world. So anyway, so that's one aspect of this. Now, the other aspect is that at least with podcasts and to a certain degree, some of the other media that are out there, people want to feel like they belong, right? In fact, I had a conversation on JavaScript Jabber, you know, with, you know, my co-hosts and with our guest, and we were talking about women speakers at conferences, right? And it's interesting because initially this got brought up and people made a big deal out of it. And really, it felt like people were forcing their social agendas down other people's throats. And I'm going, hey, you know, not cool, right? You don't get to tell people how they run their conferences. But as I talked to people, I did realize that there was something to the discussion around having women or, you know, racial minorities or whatever speak at the conferences. Now, it's not necessarily that, you know, representation and, you know, all of that stuff. What it really boils down to is people want to feel like they belong, right? People want to feel like they're a part of the crowd. And so if they show up not knowing anything else about the crowd, then it helps, right? Now, it shouldn't be the end all be all, right? If you're let's say that they have all speakers and none of them, you know, match my background at all, right? You know, so I look at the speakers and none of them look like me. Well, if it's a conference I want to go to, we probably still have a whole bunch in common because of the technology that it's about and things like that, right? And so I can go with some confidence that there are going to be people there that I have something in common with because we're all there to learn about the technology. But the flip side is that some people are a little more sensitive to that than others. And so if you can find qualified speakers, and these days it's not terribly hard to do most of the time, I don't know about every community everywhere, and that's why I'm hedging a little bit. But, you know, so you could do that, right? And so, again, you know, as I've talked to people, I've kind of amended my opinion on this a little bit. But at the end of the day, you know, these opinions don't really bear on much either, right? But, you know, I am asked about some of this stuff sometimes, and sometimes I share my opinion about it. But again, generally, like who I voted for in the last presidential election in the U.S., I mean, does that mean that my content is any better or worse? No, right? Does it mean it's any more or less relevant to you? No. right? It doesn't bear on anything other than who I voted for, right? And how I feel about the politics in the United States. So yeah, just putting that out there and, you know, just letting you know, leave it out. If you don't want to fight over it, if you don't want to have conversations about it, leave it out, right? And then you can just tell people, hey, I don't discuss it on the show. And the reason is because I, you know, I don't want to fight people on it, right? But let's get into this, right? Because at the same time, like I said, people do want to belong, you know? And so going back to that idea of who's speaking at the conference, they want to feel like they belong. In other words, they want to feel like somebody has something in common with them. Now with podcasts, it's a little bit different because you don't actually see the people who are speaking, right? If you want to see who's speaking, you can sometimes go find a picture of them on Twitter, right? Or you can go find a YouTube video where they're being interviewed or speaking at a conference or something, right? But for the most part, unless you go look for it, you're just not going to know, right? You're going to listen to them and, you know, maybe you hear an accent that tells you they're from another country, or you hear them talk about this, that, or the other, where you can kind of infer certain details about them. But they want to feel like they belong, which means that you do need to give them something to latch onto that says, we have something in common, right? And sometimes the technology is enough, but often people are looking for more of that belonging, more of that camaraderie from the podcast or from the YouTube video or from whatever, right? And so people are then generally either looking for somebody who was like them that got to where they want to go, right? In other words, they see a journey in that person that they want to take themselves, or they see in the person that the host, right, something that reflects in them, and so they feel like they're connected to them in some way, right? So they feel like they belong. And you can do that with the personal details, right? So I do talk about, you know, some aspects of being a dad, right? I do sometimes talk about some aspects of being a religious person. I do talk about sometimes aspects of being in the US. You know, generally I talk a bit more about like some of the entertainment I consume, right? And so I'll make a Star Wars reference or a Battlestar Galactica reference or something else, right? And I know that those particular fandoms are going to pick that up and they're going to identify with, oh, he likes the same shows I like, right? Or he's steeped in the same kind of geek culture that I am, right? He's been doing Ruby for as long as I have, and he's been influenced by some of the same people I have, right? And so you start to build that sense of belonging and camaraderie, right? So you do want to be putting yourself out there, but you may not be wanting to put yourself out there on the things that are going to really get people fired up to come fight with you on it, right? The other thing is that I'm just going to throw out there is that because I run a podcast that runs several shows that have significant audiences, when I take a stand on something, I present somewhat a larger target than you will if you're just getting started, right? And so if you're getting started and you're worried about putting yourself out there, don't be, right? Because there are only going to be a handful of people that are listening. You know, the Twitter mob can come at you with pitchforks and you can just keep going and eventually they'll go away, right? And even with me, for the most part, they've eventually gone away. I've had a few people come to me later and say, hey, Chuck, I can't be on the show. Or, hey, Chuck, can you take my episode down? By the way, the answer to that is no. So I should talk about that policy later. But anyway, I have a whole story behind that too, now that I think about it. But anyway, so yeah, you know, do you put yourself out there? Yes, absolutely, right? Do I make cultural references? Sure. You know, do people who belong to my faith pick up on some of it? Yeah, because I use some of those terms, you know, and people generally get what they, you know, what they mean. But some of the terms are fairly specific to the culture around my religion, right? Some of them are cultural around where I grew up here in Utah, right? Some of them are, again, you know, due to specific fandoms that I follow, right? Some of them are from books that I enjoy, right? And so at the end of the day, you know, I throw out signals to people that have something in common with me beyond the code that allow us to connect, right? And sometimes it's funny because I'll get a note from somebody on, you know, a DM on Twitter that says, hey, I heard you say this, and I heard you say this, and I heard you say this, and I bet you're this, right? And my response is usually, yep, glad you picked up on that, right? And it's stuff that people that don't have that in common with me would never, ever pick up on, right? And so, yeah, I've had people reach out to me and say, you know, hey, I heard you say this, 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 and this, and I bet you're a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. It's like, yeah, yep, yep, people commonly call us Mormons, right? So, pick that up, right? Or they'll pick up some other thing that I say, right? And it's like, I picked that up. I really love that movie too, right? And so don't be afraid to put that kind of stuff out there. Don't be afraid to put yourself out there and make you a part of the show, right? Because if it's just informational, it just doesn't carry the same weight. And that's why I found in a lot of cases, a lot of the shows that are successful have charismatic hosts that do put themselves out there some. So at the end of the day, this is my answer. And this is the answer I gave Richard this morning was, yeah, you do want to put yourself out there, but don't put the parts of you out there that are going to cause you issues, right? Unless that's something that you feel like you need to take a stand on within the tech community and have those fights. But just keep in mind that you're going to win some people and you're going to lose some people based on those things, right? And so if you feel like it's worth having that fight within the tech community, then go for it. But what I found too is that generally having those fights on Twitter or Facebook or whatever, it affects the handful of people that are involved and the handful of people that are paying attention and any splashover that it gets for as long as it goes on, and then it's over, right? And so if you're looking to change the world, you need to have a bigger platform and a better way of reaching people. And that's part of the reason why they tried to take me down in 2019 is because I have a platform. But I'm just going to put it out there that you need to put yourself out there. And if you do, and you want to learn kind of where that line is, or you need help figuring that out, then go to devinfluencers.tv/apply. Fill in the little form with your email and name, and then fill in the application, right? And we'll get on a strategic call and we can talk about it. And we'll figure that out. And then hopefully you'll join the accelerator and we'll get your platform growing so that you can go out and make the impact, right? That's why we're calling it Dev Influencers, right? I kind of interchange Dev Heroes with it sometimes because people do follow people they admire. But at the end of the day, it's about that influence. It's about having that impact and making that difference. And the way you do that is by putting yourself out there and letting people get to know you. So yeah, that's pretty much the answer to how much do I put myself out there. And so again, go check out the accelerator. I'll talk to you tomorrow. And until then, max out.